from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Demonstrations in tribute to the slain, both black and white. Demonstrations of peace across the country last night in tribute to those who died by gunfire in the last week. Many chanted Black Lives Matter, but all condemned the killing of the five white policemen. One demonstration in Atlanta, Georgia.
My prayers goes out to everybody that lost someone in Dallas, especially the police force and everything like that, but violence is not the way to stop it. That ain't gonna do nothing to intensify and put fuel on the fire. And the way that I feel like our people here in Atlanta, we believe that. We believe that it was not going to be nonviolent. So we here to protest nonviolently and to show our voices without showing our guns.
It's time for us to stand up for each other. And me personally, I'm not someone who's at risk right now. So I don't think it's enough for white people to say they're afraid and sad and just not actually do anything and stand up when our fellow humans are actually experiencing threats to their life and are in actual danger. So I think it's time that we do what we say we'll do and actually be willing to stand up for each other.
The slain suspect in that deadly attack was a U.S. Army Reserve veteran who served in Afghanistan. Law enforcement officials identified him as Micah Xavier Johnson. Now, he lives in a suburb of Dallas known as Mesquite. He was killed following a standoff with police early Friday. Five police officers were killed, seven other officers wounded in the ambush, which occurred during a protest against police killings of African-American men. Two civilians were also wounded, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
Americans across our country are feeling a sense of helplessness, of uncertainty, and of fear. Now, these feelings are understandable, and they are justified. But the answer must not be violence.
This is VOA News. Well, the killings of the five police officers is prompting President Obama to cut his trip to Europe short by one day. White House spokesman Josh Earnest, in a statement issued early today, said the president has accepted an invitation from Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings to travel to Dallas early next week. Now, the decision did not change the U.S. leader's plans at the NATO summit that was concluding in Warsaw today after member states agreed on new efforts to deter Russia from threatening member states on the alliance's eastern flank. In the forefront of the agenda was just how Brexit would affect NATO. UK Prime Minister David Cameron.
Look, obviously, I wanted Britain to stay inside the European Union. We're not going to do that. We're going to be leaving the European Union. So what we now need to do is make the most of all the relationships that we have, membership of NATO, G7, G20, Commonwealth. We'll have to make sure that the bilateral relationships we have, including right here with Poland, we're going to need to strengthen those. And as I've said, outside the European Union, we've got to find the right way of being a strong partner and working with the European Union when we share interests.
Afghanistan was among the topics of discussion. This is NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
First, we agreed to sustain our rescue support mission beyond 2016 through a flexible regional model. And I thanked President Obama for his significant decision on troop levels.
President Obama on Friday announced the U.S. will be sending nearly 1,000 troops to Poland as part of what officials said is a modest force whose purpose will be to deter Russian aggression. North Korea has test-fired a ballistic missile from a submarine, but the missile apparently failed after launch. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says the missile's engine ignited but exploded about 10 kilometers into the air. Yonhap said the missile traveled just a few kilometers across the water. A similar test in April also failed. A Russian space capsule carrying a three-person multinational crew docked with the International Space Station early Saturday. The Russian, American, and Japanese astronauts lifted off from Russia's space complex in Kazakhstan on Thursday. During the crew's four-month mission, the American astronaut plans to attempt the first DNA sequencing in space. Now, the crew is joining three other astronauts on the space station. South Sudan's top leaders are urging the public to remain calm after a shooting broke out near the presidential compound and other parts of the capital of Juba on Friday. Under international pressure, the government and the opposition signed a peace deal last August to end a conflict that began in December of 2013. They recently formed a transitional unity government. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.